It's the 28th of June, and I'm at the International Conference in e-learning in British Columbia. And I'm here with Richard Pinay, who is the director of the Centre for e-learning at the University of Ottawa. And Richard's very kindly agreed to share his thoughts in relation to the Future Ed campaign. So, Richard, our first question for you. How should we educate people in the future?
Good question. I would like to turn it around to how do we teach, educate people for the future? How do we prepare them for the future? But going by what you said, I think the best thing that we can do is prepare people not just for knowledge base for profession, but to inform them how to be good citizens, how to participate fully in citizenship. And I think to do that, they need to be informed and have a critical capacity, a reflexive critical capacity to think about the kinds of information that we're given in the day-to-day, whether it be in the political sphere, economic sphere, or whatnot. We chatted earlier today about this notion of truthiness and that it's no longer the case where there is some kind of truth out there. It's like your truth could be as good as mine as long as I can make a case for myself or have a predilection to leaning towards a particular way of looking at the world, then one way of talking about the world becomes equal to the other. And I think we're kind of caught in a situation like that more now than ever. And I'd like to think that education might provide us with a way out of that by providing our kids and even young adults with more critical capacities to think through the kinds of things that we're being told and the way that we're informed about our world.
Okay, excellent. And to get to that point, what do you think we need to be doing right now to enable that?
I think we're on the right track with regard to opening up this kind of one person knows all kind of way of learning to top down kind of teaching. I think e-learning in part informed us to some extent with regard to the value of collaborative learning, of shared learning, of a way of learning that profs can also learn from students from profs. This is nothing new. But at the same time, it's a radical idea to some people. So I think if we can engage people to reflect collectively around certain kinds of knowledge bases and critically look at those collectively and have a space in which to dialogue about them, I think that would serve us well rather than simply thinking in my field that technology is kind of going to solve these issues around proper teaching or proper evaluation.
Okay, Richard, thank you very much.
Thank you.